A lusty lad there was of late that did himself disguise, sir, known by the name of Bonnie Kate. This trick he did devise, sir, to lie with melting maids all night, but for a while did smother the flame that soon grew fierce and bright. Such force has Cupid's mother. A gown and petticoat he wore, and for a maid he passes, a tender maid that ne'er knew more than raw young country lasses that singing sit and milk their cows, whose pleasures are mere shadows. But he loves stroking soft brown brows to milk the maiden meadows. Among the maids there was a lass that did the rest excel, sir, whose beauty lilies did surpass, whose blushes roses tell, sir. She burned, but bashful shame and fear did hinder her desire. Yet often sighed for her young dear and fanned young Cupid's fire. These two together lay in bed and talked of women's blisses, talked of each other's maiden heads, and talked of empty kisses, which fired the youth that he began himself for to discover. He told her that he was a man and was her only lover. Thrice fairer than myself, he said, since we have time and leisure, be neither coy nor be afraid, let me unlock thy treasure, thy breast like lovely fruit to swell, and raise my passion higher. The beauty does so much excel, I burn with wanton fire. So fair a maid was born for love, let not sweet time be wasted. From thy soft arms I'll not remove till I the fruit have tasted. I will not let advantage slip so near the brink of pleasure. I'll seize upon thy tempting lip and feast me without measure. At last the tender nymph did yield unto the youth's desire, and conquering beauty got the field and cooled the lover's fire. She cured him of a wanton wound, although she seemed unwilling. How sweet is Cupid's pleasing wound, how sweet to doves a billing. Now quick desire hath caught his prey, and feeds yet never filleth. The courted nymph does now obey, and gives him what he willeth. The pleasures are too sweet to tell, so sweet that nan and now, sir, came off to drink at this same well, and made their bellies swell, sir. The cunning rover lay all night upon the panting pillow, and hit the black and hit the white like a brisk jolly fellow. What should their father now be said to make a song John Dory, in that he got their maidens' heads, and thus concludes the story.